Hello again, friends. This is Paul Scharf for Whitcomb Ministries. We have a special treat for sermon audio listeners today. I'm here with Mrs. Norma Whitcomb, and she's going to be telling us a little bit about her biography, her life story. She has had some very interesting experiences that the Lord has allowed her to go through and bring her to the place where she is today. She's going to be filling us in here about her early life story. And Mrs. Whitcomb, obviously you weren't always married to Dr. Whitcomb, but you had a lot of events before that time, including a first husband that you have a whole story about how you met him and how you served the Lord together. So tell us about your earliest life, if you would, first of all, up through your college experience.
I was born in a Christian family, and that was a wonderful heritage to start out with. My father and mother were very involved in church work. My father was a lay preacher on the side, along with everything else he did. My mother and we were a musical family, and we played for many, many what they called at that time revival meetings that would go on for a whole month, or maybe tent meetings in the summer. That was our very much involved in that, and enjoyed it very much. Never knew anything else. And my father was a music teacher as well as many other abilities. And my mother and father were wonderful examples to me of the way to live and the way to function. And so from there, I went on to, of course, college when I finished my high school experience. And that was at Houghton, New York. And also I was involved in a church before that was the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church. This particular church, the pastor would give many, many altar calls saying we needed to go back and get our life cleaned up from 1 week to the next or 1 month to the next. And I didn't feel comfortable with that. I thought there had to be something better than that. Then I went on to college, Houghton College, and found out that that was the same approach there. And we went had big revival meetings every fall, every spring, and that was the first thing that you did, was to go forward again and just say that you are sorry and that you repented of your sin. And even in between, there would be altar call times during the semester. So that was my background, and it was very difficult for me to feel comfortable, but yet I had no one to tell me that there was anything different. I'd heard all of the scriptures used for those arguments, but I didn't have any scripture for anything else to direct me. And I met a young man in college, and I did not really ever talk to him about this. But then after a while, after I graduated, we started to be interested in each other. He had one more year at college, and then when we started to become serious, then that was when we had to make a decision, because I had one type of theology for my Christian experience and he had another. And when he pointed out scripture to me, it all just flowed together, made sense, gave me a good sense of security that I had never had before, and I really had a peace of heart and mind.
Okay, and Mrs. Whitcomb, you're talking about the young man there is Robert Pritchett. He came from Mount Hope, Kansas, and you had grown up in Kingston, New York, and you met there in Houghton College in Houghton, New York, and he had come back from serving in the Navy in World War II before you had met him there. And I want to just ask you a couple of questions there to fill in what you were talking about. You're talking about kind of a lack of security or assurance in your understanding of the Christian life. Is that what you're referring to in the experience growing up?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. No security, no feeling of that I had any idea what was ever going to happen to me. It was a terrible life, really, for me to have no assurance that I would ever go to heaven, because one time I could go down to the altar and I was fine, but, you know, within the next couple of hours, maybe I've thought something, said something, acted some way I shouldn't, and I was right back where I was.
Okay, and you had met Robert there at Houghton College. You received your Bachelor of Arts there in 1949, he in 1950. And then soon it was off to another school. That was going to be Dallas Seminary. So kind of fill us in. How did all of that, what was his story that led him to Houghton College and then on a path toward Dallas Seminary?
Well, Robert was in the Navy and accepted the Lord through the witness of a very, very wonderful man on the ship. Had a real passion for souls, and suggested to Robert that he go to Houghton College when he got out of the Navy, and then also suggested that after Houghton College he go to Dallas Seminary.
Okay, and so you were off to Dallas in the early 50s. And what were some of the experiences that you had there, and what are some of the memories or some of the people you remember from that whole time as he pursued his Master of Theology there at Dallas?
A lot of wonderful names come to my mind right away. Dr. Lincoln, Dr. Walford, Dr. Ryrie, Dr. Hendricks, they were all there at that time. I went there and became employed right away at the seminary business office. So I saw these professors on a regular basis. And, of course, Robert was very busy in classes. We lived in a little small trailer that we purchased before we ever went there, sight unseen, and lived in this small trailer in Trailerville. And had a wonderful experience. After my first year, I was able to teach, which is what I wanted to do, in the public school. And for 2.5 years, I taught in the public school. And then when we graduated, we had already made our decision that we wanted to go to the mission field. That's how we really got interested in, or saw each other, before we were ever interested in each other, and at Houghton College, because we were both involved in the missions clubs and things of that sort. And so we saw each other, but never expected anything to come of this. But so we were headed for the mission field. That was our big one and only passion and desire and plan. And Robert wanted to go to Japan, first choice, or the Philippines. And I wanted to, my first choice was either to South America or the Philippines. And after we had some time to make some application and think through, we became members of the China Inland Mission, the old China Inland Mission, and now the Overseas Missionary Fellowship by name. And we had our whole goal, our whole plan was the mission field. And we were so thankful when the mission assigned us. We didn't have the choice, but the mission assigned us to the Philippines.
All right, Mrs. Whitcomb, we're going to end this particular session here talking about some of your early experiences. These are really fascinating, and we're thinking about here 1956 it was, you went to the Philippines, I believe, and you've told us you spent 11 years there. Yeah, can you just finish up here in this session by describing those 11 years, how that all not obviously all of it, but how did that work together, and some of your things like a furlough and experiences there in the Philippines, and your family as your marriage began, as your experiences began there in the Philippines. You'd been married a few years, but how did that all come to work together there in a new place in missionary service?
Since we were so happy to be accepted and could go to the mission field, that was so elating to us that we never thought of anything as being too terribly hard, but there were a lot of adjustments to make on the field. We first of all had to go to Singapore for a while to study the language and to become acquainted more with the mission. And while we were in Singapore, our second son was born right there in the middle of language school. And then we went on to the Philippines after Singapore time and had some time, of course, in language study. But then we got involved in a barrio type of experience where the gospel had never really been preached, and had the joy of seeing the first Christians come to the Lord, to be saved there. And that was experience that I'll never forget. We had these evangelistic services right down on the seashore in the sand, and my husband and another man built just very simple benches to sit on there. And then from there the experience got very interesting. One of the men who was saved had a very nice home and invited us to have our church services there in the home. And the young people, there were some young people saved, and that was exciting. So we were there for 5 years, our first term, came home on furlough for 1 year, went back for our second year of 6 years. We liked it there. We had no grandparents asking us to hurry up and come home to see our grandchildren, their grandchildren. Our parents were already with the Lord. And so we stayed. We wanted to stay. And during that 6 years, our second term after that, we were teaching in Thebes, Far Eastern Bible Institute and Seminary. And both of us were full-time teachers there. And some of those young people who came to know the Lord by that time, they were ready to be in the college because they were just about college age when they were saved. And they came to our school. We saw them there at the school. We were their parents almost at school taking them through. And even a couple of them, we saw them get married because of 6 years of time. So it was a wonderful experience, which we will always thank the Lord for. We intended to stay there and serve the Lord on the mission field until they wouldn't let us stay on the field any longer. But there were some other plans that God had for us, so it changed dramatically in the last, after that period of time.
Well, Mrs. Whitcomb, we know there are some very interesting things ahead in the story of your life, but that brings us to kind of a stopping point for this time. We want to thank you for sharing, and trust many people will be interested to learn more about some of these experiences that they can also learn from and be encouraged by. So until next time, we thank you, listeners, for joining us here at whitcomb.sermonaudio.com, and we wish you God's blessing on this day.